mobile low-bandwidth simulcast of this show available on Alpha Geek Radio. Using your mobile device web browser, go to mobile.alphageekradio.com to tune in now.
Hi, this is Kevin Geisler of Young Horses, and you're listening to Geek.io, where you put geek in and geek out.
Hey you. If you're listening to this and don't want to hear expletives, you probably shouldn't listen to it. It's gonna get interesting.
Initiate update sequence. Installing new shows. Upgrading website. Installing new geek content. Upgrade complete. Initiate Geek.io 2.0 awesome sauce.
We're geeking out across the globe, so tuck in and hold on to your butts. It's time for the Geek.io show.
Geek.io, put geek in and geek out.
All right, is it time for me to come in? I never
know. Robot
yes.
Always gets it right.
Welcome to Geek.io, your weekly dose of geeky goodness, episode number 70, recorded Thursday, the 10th of July, 2014. I am your host, Charles Assistant MasterCard.
I see. And I'm Alexandra Schultz.
I am Rachel Boat.
And I love inside jokes. I'm Jared Azevedo.
As do I, and I somehow managed to get my soundboard working and organized. I'm Jared Budlong.
It's a Christmas miracle.
And I'm Dale Visa Card, I guess?
No, you're not. Do they have Visa in Australia?
They do, actually.
Oh, okay.
Isn't it discovered that we don't leave home without?
All right. Wait, do you have American Express in Australia?
Yes, we do. Yes. Holy cow, we do have American Express.
We rule the world.
America.
Oh, breaking news before I introduce the guest. Beep, 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 beep. Disney World, D-I-S-S-N-E-Y, is now following me on Twitter. Yay, my life is complete. And joining us this week, also following me on Twitter. Last time he was on the show, he was eating some random person's steak and trying to poison the dog with broccoli. This week, he's actually at home, but going to leave us for apes here in just a few minutes. Professor Shy Guy.
Hello, everybody. Hi.
That's hello. Me. Welcome back.
You already said hello. You already said hello.
You only get one hello.
Yeah. You have to go.
One more hello from you. And also his studio audience. So,
yeah. I just tweeted it out.
Oh, so
tweeters will show up.
Maybe Disney will join us.
When I was young, I used to call penises tweeters. I don't know why, really, but this is what we called them.
Works for me.
Hey, yes. Hey. So how are you this evening, sir?
I'm doing well. We've been on the roommate search, so I've been meeting a bunch of interesting and weird-ass people, including some weird, dirty, old 59-year-old guy that just came in. He's like, I'm not showered. So he comes in all unshowered and is like, I'm a great cook. I cook hot dogs and coffee. And then just like just making awful, weird jokes. Gives us his whole life story. It's real, real awkward. It was real awkward.
Yeah.
A nice guy. I don't want to live in a house. He's a nice guy.
Sounds like a client I had once.
Oh, yeah.
Hey-o.
Yeah, I'm going to say, that sounds exactly like Alexander's claim.
But didn't that one involve donuts? Didn't that one involve donuts? In a
donuts.
Yes, it involved donuts on the back of cars.
The back of a smelly car.
Guests.
Donuts, hot dogs, coffee. There's a joke here somewhere. I'm just looking for it.
Hot dogs and coffee. That doesn't sound good at all.
And yes,
sounds like
actually in
me.
The chat room has brought up the I'm broadcasting Twitch for some reason. I don't know why I'm doing that. Blaze in the chat room brought up the fact that we have guests again. Yes, we have guests again, mainly because it is Musicians Month, and Professor Shy Guy ate random steak on our show, so we had to have him back. I was going to try and send him random steak, but he would refuse to give me his address. No. But I found it out, and I told him that I was going to make him hot dogs and coffee, so I win!
You said the old guy? Oh, I didn't know that guy was a troll.
He was very good. Very good. Network. He used to host a show on the... Oh, wait, never mind.
Because he
also has his address, and we're sending him ladybugs, so he's fine.
Ladybugs?
No, yeah. I'm pretty sure he's already getting death threats right now.
Is that an Australian thing we understand?
We were trying to nice troll somebody, and we discovered that you can send 10,000 live ladybugs from Amazon.
Just mail them. Ooh. It shows up in a box. They open it and go, ladybugs!
In a package of some sort.
10,000.
No, a drone dumps 100,000 ladybugs on someone's house.
I'm sure half of them are dead too by the time they get
there. Ladybug drone bomb.
Wait, if some are dead, can you get an extra week of Amazon Prime?
I don't know.
I want a refund on these ladybugs.
I got 2 free months of Amazon Prime because it comes a day late. Pretty cool.
Really?
Oh. All right, ladies on
Amazon Prime.
Ladies on Amabug. What? ladies on Amabug. What the hell am I doing? You can send. I don't care about Amazon Smile. What the hell is Amazon Smile?
It's what you do when you have 1,000 ladybugs show up at your door.
Oh. Here, I'm going to share.
Can you search Urban Dictionary for ladies on Amabug?
Hey, Dale, read it. Here, I'm going to do a screen share on this one. Orcon LB C1500 live ladybugs, approximately 1500 count, only 950 plus 525 shipping. So, they live adult ladybugs prefer to eat aphids. Oh. They'll eat other things. will not harm vegetation. Can devour up to 50 aphids a day. So yes, we were planning on dropping all of us were going to order ladybugs for one person and have them open it randomly to ladybugs. Never mess with Geek.io or we will ladybug bomb your house.
But you will never have to worry about aphids ever again.
Have one of us.
We'll have
to all send all of the... We'll all have to send at least 2 to kill the one spider at Dale's house, by the way.
It's no longer here.
No, Charlotte ran away.
Aww, so sad.
You're in Australia. There's 4 more of them above your head.
Spiders.
So, Professor, tell us a little bit about what you've been up to lately. What have you been working on? What's going on?
I've been working a lot on my. I'm working on a pop opera, like a chip pop opera, chip opera.
Nice.
But yeah, so it's like it's not an opera. Say what?
I think you can order one of those at Starbucks now.
Or that's my new daytime talk show coming soon.
Chip opera. Chip opera. People hear the word opera, and I thought more people were familiar with like a rock opera.
Like
isn't an opera. Yeah,
Repo,
it's not an opera.
Like Jesus
that one coincidentally, Repo does coincidentally have operatic stuff in it. But the idea is it's like an arcing story. The Who or like Coheed and Cambria or whatever that would do that. So it's just like a themed album that's a little more like a musical than most things. And like repeating themes in the music, and I want to do an overture and stuff like that. So I've been working on that a lot, and then like also trying to write. It's going to be a story, so it's not going to be about like how I have most of my songs are about like a theme. Like I have an idea, like I'm going to write about Mario, or I'm going to write about words. So this one's got a story that's already it's geeky. Like the story is, but it's not themed songs. It's a themed album. So I have been also trying to write like themed songs to have off the album, just kind of release here and there. And I started working on a League of Legends one today.
Nice.
Because I needed to make all my League of Legends playing work in my business of playing music.
Turned it from
so I can just call it research.
Research.
Yeah.
consequently the reason why I spent far more money than I probably should have on the Steam sale. I totally did it for Geek.io.
Yeah. Oh, God, I spent a lot of money there, too.
You're welcome.
Jeez. Yeah, I spent a lot of money there. But yeah, I've been playing League of Legends a lot. It's really fun. I mean, everybody knows that. It's actually the worst. Also, it's the worst. Man, if you don't have friends that you're playing with and you get randoms in there.
Oh my God.
Randoms are the worst. The reason why I stopped playing it.
I could not stand the, I actually have been, I got an invite to Heroes of the Storm.
Oh yeah.
And that is a hell of a lot more enjoyable, mainly because the masses aren't a part of it yet.
Yeah.
When the masses join, it tends to get crappy real quick.
Then yeah, they make it the worst. People are the worst. Oh my God.
People just suck.
Yeah, they do. And everybody, I'm sure, in a different situation, they would be a nice person. Probably not. But I mean, I'm giving them a beef like because they're probably just shitheads in that game. But man, they're shitheads.
Yes. Oh God, yes.
That Urban Dictionary is awful. It's just,
it is. Just I don't know where that comes from.
It's just
I don't know if I should read that out loud.
Yeah, I'll read it out loud because I mentioned it now. It'd be weird.
Yeah, I couldn't find what was requested, so I found this. Ladybug. A straight girl who has a desire to make love or fool around with another girl.
Oh, can I was have reading that in a sentence?
That's not that bad.
Oh, I read the first one, and it was like a small little bug with black spots that are small red with black spots that eat aphids.
Number two,
very beautiful.
Number two.
Yeah.
Yeah. It gets worse from
never number two. Number two.
What is four?
I know.
All right,
well,
read it.
That's five, and then there's.
This is not entertaining.
Yeah, no, we're just naming numbers. Yeah. I love the number
four.
Seven.
Look at number five.
Look at number seven. It's my favorite number. It just looks cool. It's all pointy and curved. If you draw it right.
Oh.
Let's just talk about numbers. Yeah.
A polite euphemism to describe when a woman is menstruating or having a PMS. Fantastic.
I don't get it.
Dictionary, you've done it again.
I've never heard that term.
Me neither.
I am a girl, so.
There you go.
Yeah.
You got two ladies here.
You got two ladies that are sitting here going, what the fuck?
What? That's another name. What? Never heard that before. Okay.
Speaking of ladybugs, I heard on Twitter, I heard that you're actually going to be doing some stuff at Dragon Con this year.
Yeah, I'm going to be crashing Dragon Con.
Nice.
Yay. I didn't get invited to formally play this year. Which is a little frustrating.
Oh my God! Sorry.
No, go.
I have a fit. We're actually going to be doing at least one live show from Dragon Con up in the hotel room that myself and Budlong and his pregnant wife and my not pregnant wife and Raul are going to be covering. So it can't get much worse to have you come and just play loud music in this already full hotel room. You should do it.
It's a possibility, yeah.
Yeah, unless we lose the hotel room and get in trouble.
Yeah. Because, like, I mean, it's such an informal process that they do. There's no way to talk to a person. You put an application, and then they send you a copied and pasted email back. Man, I really like playing there the one time I did, but with my other band. But, man, I hate that system. I hate it. Because I want to talk to the person. I don't understand. I feel like an asshole whenever they won't just talk to a person. I understand they get a lot, but they should at least send back to most of them. They have one, as I've heard, it's a rumor, but one guy that kind of makes the decision for every band, and that's a lot of bands that they do, and it's pretty frustrating. It's a frustrating system.
For if it's any, and I appreciate the fact that they're letting us cover it as press, but if it's any consolation, there's one guy covering it for press, too. So
yeah, man, it's...
I hope it's not the same guy. That guy's going to kill himself at the end of the year.
There's someone crash it again.
That guy. That poor guy.
That. We're trying... Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. And all, I just said there's always one poor intern.
Yeah. But yeah,
Cable,
I'm going
to supporting all forms to you.
I'm going to see if he's going to be there and do Diamond Club again. If they're
nice.
But he's only going to be there for one day, but he might not be there at all. So really? We'll see how that goes. Yeah. I mean, I'll probably play the room party at least for the Diamond Club again, but because that was super fun.
But we went back in 2012, back when it was just, you know, NSFW.
Yeah.
And we missed out.
No, that was just the Diamond Club came out.
Oh, yeah. We brought the kids with us. Though we stayed in the Geek House where we had Brian Ibbett, Brian Dunaway, Andrew Allen, and a couple other people staying with us.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And my first introduction to Andrew Allen was the day after, because I was asleep by the time all this shit happened.
And we woke up and he goes, "Hi, you guys set up the house for us, right?" "Yeah. I puked in the bushes." And I mean, it was the bushes and not in the house.
There you go.
I didn't have to clean it up. I'm good. We're good.
Always look on the bright side.
Exactly.
So you're welcome to come puke in our bushes.
I'm looking at this. I'm going to do it last year. Last year, I played a bunch of room parties and played like that panel for them and played at a bar. It was me and Ali Spagnola running around, and it's going to be that again this year. We're going to both just crash it and play wherever we can play.
Hell yeah.
Ali's awesome.
Yeah.
See, the great thing with that is the fact that even if you don't have a ticket, there's so much that you can crash, you can do.
Yeah. I'm still going to get a badge because I want to enjoy it too.
Yeah.
Plus, getting it out of the main hotels, they won't let you in and out with a badge or a key.
Yeah.
Without a badge or a key, I mean. But I also want to enjoy it and see some things too. Because the Dragon Con.
Yeah, absolutely. Because awesome. There's still tons of stuff to do. I mean, yes. Yeah. Always. There's all. I'm starting to. It's Bud Long's first time coming with us. It's what, your second, maybe third convention total, Bud Long?
This will be second, actually.
Oh, wow. Yeah, my first was 2012 Dragon Con. That was my first convention. And I feel like a seasoned fucking veteran because of that, because there's so much shit to do.
Well, not only that, ZJ, but we were there with two kids.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
And we still got a lot crammed into the time that we were there.
Yes, you can do a lot of
cramming. Including falling asleep on the main floor.
No, it was in the game room.
When we were still upstairs, when you went to go get pizza for us, yeah.
Oh yeah,
in the corner,
and also
the
downstairs when I was playing Magic.
No, the kids only slept through that. I just lay down on the floor. Yes, I was that brave.
Completely cool at Dragon Con.
You're selling it to me. You're selling it to me.
It's the stuff that you have to deal with to be with at a big, giant, awesome thing. But it's still awesome.
Sleep on the floor.
Sleep on the floor. Well, if you didn't want to bring an air mattress, then that's your fault.
There you go.
Well, no, I had a nice king size bed back at the house that we rented. I just was tired.
Oh yeah, I don't know where I'm staying yet.
I'd offer you, but again, small hotel.
Five people in there. Yeah, ready.
Yeah, we have two queen beds and a couch that may or may not pull out. So, yeah.
Someone can always sleep in the bathtub. I've heard people having to do that. Just throw a pillow
I never understood why you would sleep in a bathtub over a floor.
I'd rather sleep on the floor.
What don't I know? Because I would rather sleep on the floor, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've just heard it's comfortable. More comfortable on the floor.
Ah. If there's a tornado.
How? How is that more comfortable?
I don't understand.
I don't know, maybe it's just easier to put padding down so it doesn't like slide everywhere.
That's a possibility.
I'll take the floor. You can have the bathtub.
I'm good. I'm going to stay in the bed.
Chaos. Hey, Chaos.
Yeah.
What were you saying about Transformers 4 earlier? I want to hear that. I want to hear it before I have to leave. About 20 minutes.
Okay. I went and I saw Transformers Age of Extinction. Not that you'd know that's what it's called, because every single poster has just had a 4 with a Decepticon symbol wedged on it. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not even worried about spoilers for this.
No,
you're good.
Oh, yeah, spoiler alert. That movie sucks.
Oh, yeah.
Spoiler alert, that movie. There you go.
is the stupidest thing they could have done, because guess what? There's no Decepticons in this movie. Zero. There are no Decepticons. Wind. There's Galvatron, quote,
but
he literally sits around in the background and he's like, I'll come back next time because there surely will be a sequel. I have no soul now.
So we've used Gen 1 Transformers all over again. That guy shows up, I will return.
The movie was like watching, because it starts out like just the same old boring whatever. I'm semi-invested because there's a good actor in the lead. He did he could. He did the very best he could with a piece of complete and utter shit.
Yeah, so it wasn't phoning it in.
He tried as
hard. The trailer looked like he was phoning it in. I don't know.
He might have been, but even him phoning it in was better.
Yeah, Marky Mark's pretty great.
All of the stuff before it. But
anything Marky Mark can do is infinitely better than Shia LaBeouf, no matter what.
That's true. That's true. He does have that going.
But I can pinpoint the precise moment, the exact moment. I will tell you the exact scene, the instant that this movie loses its mind. And that is when Optimus Prime explodes out of the magical three-story basement that is somehow under a barn.
I know.
Magically, suddenly, basement barn. He explodes out of under it.
Oh, shit.
And
I just gonna, right, you see
this too? And this movie.
No, I haven't. It's in the trailer anyway.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then the movie completely in the shits itself. From that point forward.
Whoa, there's a Transformer.
Yeah.
There's a Transformer. Oh, shit.
Hey, guys. Hey, man.
From that point on. It's as though the movie slowly becomes self-aware, realizes that it is a movie, attempts to go on strike, then realizes it can't do that, and tries to escape itself.
So it's like an allegory for AI.
Almost. I felt there were brief moments where I felt like the Transformers were not CG and so voice acting. I felt like they had suddenly realized they were in a movie and become Deadpool and gone, oh my god, I need to get out of here, and try to run away.
Here's the problem.
And then the dinosaurs happen.
No. Okay. I'm going to tell you the dinosaur scene, which is one of the stupidest scenes in the movie. I'm going to describe it like it's amazing, because in any other movie it would have been amazing. But it's not. The dinosaurs are in the last not even 5 minutes of this movie. They don't even get names. Don't even name them. There's like a name in passing later, but they don't even say which one they're talking to. I know it's the Triceratops and I'm a nerd. But Optimus Prime goes into the ship, which is somehow some ancient relic that he like vomits a name out of, and they're like, and then we never get an explanation. He goes and he picks up a random sword that might be a lever, that might be a weapon, that might also be a gun, because that happened. And he goes, recognize one of your knights. And then suddenly he gets Jesus armor for Christ. No reason. It just pops out of his shoulders. It's just like, shoulders. And he pulls a sword out of front of the thing, frees the Dinobots, who have been upside down on the ceiling for some reason. They go wandering out into the cavern, and he just casually walks up behind them. Like, everything's been fine up until this point. He turns to them and he says, we must be unified to fight our common foe. And that's when they decide that they're going to eat him. And then he begins to rant and rave and shout, and he starts screaming, and then the best line ever to come out of Optimus Prime ever happens, because I feel like this movie is him having a slow mental breakdown. He jumps in the air, starts punching Grimlock, because I know it's Grimlock, in the face, and starts screaming, I am only here to give you freedom!
This is out of my head.
I love the visual.
It's really not. You'll be watching it the whole time going, what? And then he holds a sword up to its neck and he says, you have a choice. You can either help me protect my family or I will kill you now. And I'm like, what?
Some of the worst savior ever.
Some of these credits in IMDb sound amazing.
When I can see them in the
landlord.
He says the movie's going to kill everyone. You know how at the end of the third one, Megatron says, oh, who will you be without me? Apparently the answer is a fucking psychopath. Because that's all he does. I mean, if it were any other director, if it were anyone else writing, you could say that it was like, wow, this might actually be a kind of intense story of Optimus Prime losing his faith in the world because even though he stopped his greatest foe, people are still trying to kill him, and the very thing he strove to save is now trying to kill him. But it's not that movie, it's a Michael Bay movie.
But yeah. I do have a question, a relatively serious question about this. Uh-huh. Much akin to how now Shyamalan movies have become, like you said, self-aware. You know, they've become the fact that they know they're a Shyamalan movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it at the point where it is that the Bay movie is starting to become its own subgenre, and we're going to basically assume that all of his movies going forward are basically going to be Deadpool with giant robots?
I would say.
Wait, are you talking about that Tim Burton movies were a genre of Johnny Depp movies now?
Yes.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Under any other circumstances,
I do want to give a shout out to Teddy Schwartz in the YouTube channel. Saying that, Brent, you can come crash your party. First Dragon Con ever with her and her two sisters.
Good.
I know Teddy Schwartz.
She will.
She was Schwartz. In St. Louis.
Cool.
When so I was there recently. Transformers 5 is in pre-production right
now. Yeah, I know.
Of course it is. They print TV money. That's the reason why I bought it in the movie draft. Not because I want to see it, because I know it prints money.
The animation is so bad, and all the robots and their dialogue, the Transformers as a whole in their own movie, feel like, you know how if you're playing a game, like let's say you're playing Mass Effect, you'll be wandering around the map and suddenly you'll hear Garrus shout something from a couple rooms away that doesn't really have anything to do with anything. He's just saying stuff to remind you he's alive. It's like that.
Nice. I'm alive.
This is the only movie. Like
somebody bring me something to drink. I'm very thirsty.
I'm this very is the thirsty. Only time
you will hear John Goodman as a giant robot go.
I'm over here.
Yes.
John Goodman.
Yeah, John Goodman plays Hound. It's the only time you will ever hear him go, "I'm like a giant ballerina."
Wait,
I want to see this movie now. That's the problem.
Yeah, I'm making it
sound really good.
Sold me on actually seeing the movie.
No, don't you dare.
It's like Tosh.0 when he would do the ruin a movie and just describe the whole movie.
I'm making it sound like it's hilarious. It's really not. I actually spent most of the movie sitting there being really mad. Because it's really hard to follow. The characters, first of all, the father and the boyfriend look so much alike, those two actors, that at the end of the movie when the daughter goes running through the solar flare that is the sun to kiss her boyfriend, I thought she was making out with her dad. I'm like, that's really just
weird. I would not be surprised if that was actually her dad.
Yeah, I thought it was. I really did. But to answer your question before when you said, do you think they're becoming like self-aware in their own genre? Under any other circumstance, I would say yes. Except this is Michael Bay, and his version of self-aware cleverness is to have an old man character who used to own a theater talking about how movies used to be so much better before they turned into, and then he describes his own movies. And then a character who now owns a theater turns and he goes, I'm about one diaper changing away from poisoning his oatmeal. And I'm like, oh, so that's what he thinks of his critics. That's so quaint, Michael Bay. That's why I know they're not self-aware in him making fun of his own stuff by having super blatant product placement and having a camera lingering on the 23-year-old that is supposed to be a 15 and or 17-year-old's ass is not him making fun of his own thing. It's him going, no, see, I'm better, because that's you. You're the old man pooping his pants and talking about how movies were so much better in his day. That's how I know it's not that. That would be smart and clever, and this is Michael Bay, who insults his viewership in his own movie.
Speaking of insulting his viewership, let's go ahead and play the intro for the next scene that we've been talking about.
Yes.
Gadgets, games, and gizmos.
Pew, 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 pew,
pew, pew, pew. Gizmo. I thought we had already started this.
Gizmo.
Yeah, one gizmo.
Should I just
go from Gremlins?
Since I was going to talk about
Gizmo? Anyway. If we're talking about Gizmo from Gremlins, when can he eat? If he can't eat past midnight, when does it start again? 6 a.m.?
Exactly.
Also, someone's fries are done.
Yay!
Fries are done.
Yeah. All right, finish up what I had.
Yeah, check it. Why don't you go ahead and tell us what you've been up to lately?
Okay.
Well, aside from League of Legends.
It's been a lot of writing. Like, I've been writing a bunch. Like, I wish I'd been doing more things that are interesting to talk about, but it's been a lot of writing and a lot of League of Legends. My free time has been League of Legends. And my, because this month I don't have many gigs. Board games, actually. That's not Gadgets or Gizmos, but it's Geek. But
it's a
lot of board games.
Gadgets, games.
It's games. Yeah. Well, I've been playing a game called Bruges. I bought a game called, because I went to play on Con this a couple of weeks ago, and it's one of my favorite conventions. It's like, it's done at a 4-H camp, and there's like,
nice.
There's like archery that nobody does, and canoeing that nobody does, because it's a geek con, but it's there, and it's available, and there was swimming, swam a lot, played a lot more board games, though, and played Takanoko, which is somewhat, like, that's a pretty well-known game, and it's really, really fun. But Bruges, it's super interesting. You have five colors, and like you roll the dice, one for each color, and like ones or twos, ones and twos, you add them up, and that's how much you pay to get points. And fives and sixes give you threat counters, and if you get three threat counters of one color, then bad stuff happens. Sorry, bad shit happens. And then you can use the different color cards to get like purple workers, I mean workers of the color of your card, or get money from the dice, from the number that it's showing. This is a lot of babble, but Bruges is awesome. Bruges is a super awesome board game.
Nice.
So cool. The system of it is so brilliant. It's and anybody that knows board games, I think his name is Stephen Feld. He did like Trajan and all these other popular games, but it's one of his and it's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah. So besides my gadgets being my laptop and my Game Boy playing music, I've been playing board games.
Nice. Hey, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with that.
I do love board games. And the roommate that we're going to have most likely move in likes board games. The Craigslist ad that I posted.
Wait, so he can make coffee, hot dogs, and play board games?
Oh, no, we're not taking that guy.
And hire Alexandra and try to get her to go into his creepy lake.
He's got a weird
mustache. He keeps changing direction.
And he likes board games.
You want to come to my lake house?
No.
I got a popsicle for you right here in my pocket. Let's come get it.
I haven't seen movies a good bit lately. I watched the Lego movie again because it's fucking fantastic.
Oh, dude.
It's so good.
It is so great.
It's so good. I went to a free screening for yeah, damn it, the Purge, Anarchy.
Okay.
So the first Purge sucks. So bad. I hate it so much. To me, I hate it. You can like it. I hate it. They set up this brilliant. Okay, it's a home invasion movie, and you need a reason that you can't call the cops because that's what a home invasion movie is. Like, why can't they call the cops? For this reason. And this movie, the premise is brilliant because crime is legal for one day and a whole city, or however, I think it's just a city. And then the whole movie happens in one house, in one stupid little house, like every other home invasion movie. But The Purge Anarchy, while I'm not saying it's well acted or great writing or great directing, it's enjoyable as shit because it is, they're trapped in the city trying to get from A to B, and they're running into crazy situations and crazy characters, and the violence isn't too, like, torture pornish. It's just, like, violence is happening. So it's, I don't know, I really liked it. I really enjoyed it a lot. Sorry, other people, I'm monopolizing.
No, I know you're leaving here soon. So.
Yeah, I do have to leave pretty soon. Because so could I go see Planet of the Apes, because the new reboot of Planet of the Apes is fantastic. The
it looks awesome.
Yeah, the James Franco one was great. James Franco's he's all right. I don't really care for him that much. He's kind of boring, Franco. But that movie is awesome.
Yeah, he is involved in awesome things. I have a bad taste in my mouth for James Franco since Spring Breakers.
Oh, God. Ugh. Well, yeah.
That was filmed locally to where we are, so...
Yeah, and that was done by a guy that's from here, that was Karim. He's from Nashville. He lives in Nashville, apparently hangs out, and is he's just gross.
Disney pedophile barn?
Yeah. Just a, man, just a gross, crazy hipster.
Disney girl anyway. Boobs, man. So, Alec, why don't you go... I'm going to skip the line here a little bit. Alex, you were in the middle of a story when I interrupted you. I apologize.
That's okay. I'm trying to like look at my list of things. I had to talk about Transformers because I'd wanted to talk about
that. Start straight from Transformers. Tell us about Transformers. How was that for you?
I'll finish. I'll start and finish by saying my entire life, the entire 26 years I have been alive, I have never, up until this point, wanted to walk out of a movie.
Obviously, you didn't see Aragorn.
No, I did, but I was in my friend's living room and we had the riff tracks on.
Okay, that's excusable then.
So.
Yeah, when you actually pay to go see it in the theater, because, this certainly can't be bad. This is right after Lord of the Rings came out. This should be excellent.
I knew this was going to be bad. I even knew it was going to be super bad. My boyfriend saw it before I did because he was in Germany at the time, and they got it a whole week before we did, and he warned me. He said, he pinged me, he says, this is love, and I'm like, yes, this is going to be the worst thing you will ever see in your life. And I know you're a really huge Transformers fan. I am so sorry. I will pray for your sanity. Have fun. Is the note I got.
If Transformers is the worst thing I've seen, then that is saying a lot. A lot of garbage.
He meant that literally, but I have to say it is the worst thing I've seen in a while. And I watched Maximum Overdrive the other night, so...
I do have to say that
real quick, though, that Maximum Overdrive has the best chunk of text after movie I've ever seen, which is... I'm not really spoiling that either, because that's super ancient, which is... 2 days later, a UFO appeared in the sky and was shot down by a Russian satellite. a level 4 thermonuclear device. And I'm like, what? Because up to this point, it was just people trapped inside of a gas station.
Why didn't we have that in the movie? That sounds like it'd be much more interesting than the thing we just watched.
Yeah. I'm like, can I have seen that, please? But, yeah, the only other things that have happened to me this week that are, like, sort of, well... The ones that are definitely nerd-related is I started playing Team Fortress 2. I have learned that I am awful at everything, save the medic. I'm apparently an excellent medic. I have been in the top 4 most valuable people in every game I've been in as a medic. Let's see. I've been trying to record a Let's Play for a while now, and there is something wrong with my setup, and I can't figure out what it is, because I have this echo. For everything I say into my microphone, it just echoes. And it's on a separate track, so I thought, oh, I can clean it up. I just keep making it worse. There's no way for me to get rid of this thing. So I'm going to try, I don't know, I'm going to try something different. I've been trying for like a month now. So.
Did you try to turn it off and turn it back on again?
I had a bug incident, and I'll go over that real quick, because that's not really geeky. That's just a stupid thing up to me. I thought there was a moth in my room. Turned out it was just some giant thing. So I caught it in a jar and I took it downstairs to set it free. And I shake the jar, doesn't come out. Shake the jar again, doesn't come out. Shake the jar again, I look, it's gone. I'm like, okay, let me make sure it didn't like land on my pants. I can like flick it off and then go inside. And I see it on the pavement. I'm like, okay, good, I got it. And as I said that, it rises up off the ground and flies at my face. And the postcard I blocked off the thing with is in my hand, and I scream, no! And I swat it, and I hit it right out of the air and just into the ground. And I'm like turning to go and open the door, and it begins to charge at me on the ground, just like, me. And that's when I scream, that's when I started screaming, no, I tried to save you, I tried to save you! It's like, death with my foot. And I just walked inside, go upstairs, sit down, plug my headphones back into Skype, and go, guys, I failed. I got it outside and everything. But yeah, I had what other stuff?
So you went Optimus Prime on it. I tried to save you.
Yeah. I was only trying to give you freedom. that really is a great line out of context. As
I'm going to start punching people in their
face
and saying that.
I'm trying to give you your freedom.
I'm only trying to give you freedom.
I'd never punch someone in their face, but now the Transformers can go.
Every customer service rep's like absolute wet dream is in that sentence. You realize this, right?
Let's see, what else did I do? The only other thing that's happened to me is that I discovered as I was leaving my friend's house in the dark, because this is key, that both of my headlights have died.
Oh,
so I drove home with my high beams on and everybody on the road flashing theirs at me going stop, and I'm like, it's either this or we all die because you won't see me, so deal with it for a moment till I drive by you.
I'm sorry.
I'm just sitting there, I'm like, oh please don't let anybody call, like like the cops and say there's someone driving with their high beams on, or like, oh, they don't have any headlights, I can tell, and just please don't pull me over. So I don't want to explain to a cop that I need to get home because I can't do anything about it right now.
They would know that.
I need a cheap mechanic because I thought it might be the bulb. So that's always, it's like always the bulb. It's not. I replaced them both and it still doesn't work. I'm like, but yeah. So
well, we do have to release the shackles that we have on Professor.
I do have to go.
Sorry. Professor.
He's going to leave our dog and pony show to go see a monkey show.
Yeah.
Monkey movie. Transformers.
Chimpanzee.
I can guarantee
it. News. All right.
All right. Thank you. I really appreciate you coming on, sir. Give a quick pimp about where people can get you.
Oh, yeah. So if you just search... If you Google Professor Shy Guy or type Professor Shy Guy into YouTube or Facebook or anywhere, you'll find my stuff. But Facebook's kind of the best way to go because it has all the links, and that's where I go and post stupid stuff all the time. And Twitter. I post a lot of stupid shit on Twitter. But yeah, and then you can get to my Bandcamp from there and all that stuff, and I have it on Groove Shark and iTunes and pretty much anywhere you can go find it. And the song they're going to play later... here's a tip. It's in alphabetical order. All the words in the first verse go to A to Z twice. All the words in the second verse go to Z to A twice. And then the bridge is every other syllable is the following letter of the alphabet. There's a video. I don't know if you can play video or if you're going to have video. But if you YouTube it, if you YouTube Science Life and ABC's Professor Shy Guy, I have it where the words kind of go out and show you the pattern of what I'm doing. Really? It took a lot of work. It was really fun, though. I like words.
So thank you so much for coming on, man.
Yeah, right, thanks for having me. I'll see you guys again, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
I'll try to have a Dragon Con next time.
Yeah,
Dragon Con.
We will definitely come try to find you at Dragon Con, wherever you may be crashing.
Yeah, might be with Tedzilla. All right. Bye, everybody.
Have a great
night.
Have
a good night.
Bye.
Bye.
See, I had to pick someone to next, don't I? Yes, I have all the power right now.
Almost. You can't pick Professor Shy Guy now.
No.
Yeah, you
already went.
So you don't have that power.
I'm going to pick a Jared.
Ooh.
No! I will pick the one with two R's.
Oh, yes. I don't know what to do. Move. Going in the middle.
Do a happy dance! Do a happy dance!
You can't see it, but I'm totally doing a happy dance. I promise. Because I finally
finished YouTube internet delay. It's great.
Yeah, you'll get it. Just wait for it. Just keep watching.
5 seconds later.
But I finally finished American Gods.
Woo!
Woo!
Yeah, it's a good book. I got to start another book sometime. And pick one to finish.
There's a book. There's a book I gave you earlier today that you should check out.
Oh, yeah. I tried to like send it to my Kindle, but it just automatically sent it to yours. So
no interview. Yeah,
I know, because I'm reading it. All of a sudden, I get 17 pop-ups, and you keep trying to download this book that I already have. Hey, you
subscribe.
Like, what is going on here?
Hey, you told me how to do it. I just did what you told me to. I can't help it if it sent it to your email.
Yeah, user error. Don't give us user error. Thank you very much. We're just doing what we're told. Like,
I followed the step-by-step instructions. Thank you very much. So, yeah, I might get to that one. No, I did start Damon by Daniel Suarez because I've heard so much about it. It's about 100 pages in. It's pretty good. I don't know if I'm... It's you know, it's hard to go from Neil Gaiman to anything, really.
Mm-hmm.
Like all of a sudden, like, man, these sentences just don't flow and feel as magical as the book I just read. I don't know how he does that. I think Neil Gaiman.
Yeah, I mean, Gaiman touches you in places that you didn't know you wanted to be touched.
Yeah, I think he has evil magic powers. Like, how does his? Why do his sentences sound so much better than everyone else's?
No, I mean, Gaiman have that power. I mean, Gaiman has that power.
Gaiman has that.
Yeah, wait, what's his powers? What's his powers?
Gaiman. Well,
Gaiman.
Gaiman. He has the ability
to touch. Saturday night.
looks better than any other woman in the area.
He's got the power to shoot rainbows from his nipples.
has the ability to shoot rainbows from his area, Excelsior.
What?
Why did you chipmunk? No,
why,
my damn.
Why not chipmunk?
I kiss you. My friend.
Yay, man, with the power
of escalated quickly.
No, my friend Jack, who he himself is gay, has said from time to time that he's always wished that there was a superhero called Gay Man, and he could wear a fluorescent pink outfit and a rainbow cape, and he had to fly around and fill the rainbows and glitter and make everything happen.
That's what I do on the weekend.
No, but if he's fighting villains, you don't really want to wear hot pink fluorescent. It kind of makes you...
Sure you do. If you're going to fight crime, you have to fight crime in the most fabulous fashion possible.
Didn't stop Robin from dressing in bright red and tiny upsetting voice.
That's what Batman gave him. You know.
Yes.
Might as well have called him the distraction.
He was the distraction.
Or the fire drawer.
Admittedly, Gay Man has the power of a Kryptonian, so, you know, let's go with that.
Pink Kryptonite! Yay! It's canon, by the way. It does do that. Pink Kryptonite makes
it... I don't even want to get into what Gay Man's Kryptonite is.
Pink Kryptonite turns gay.
Yeah, no, seriously, look it up. Pink Kryptonite is real. It's been in the comics. It makes Superman gay.
It might as well. At least gay stereotype. Every other color of Kryptonite exists, so...
Yeah.
Sure, pink. That sounds good.
Anyway,
so American Gods is great. If you haven't read it, you should read it. There's a show coming out, and I'm really excited about it.
Yay.
He's talking over. Yeah. Freaking Brian Fuller's making an American Gods show. I cannot wait. I want
actually,
this to happen so bad.
It was The Pink Kryptonite is in Supergirl Volume 4, Number 79.
Turns Kryptonians homosexual. It is a know what it would do to an
army. There is a comical scene where Superman is apparently exposed to pink kryptonite, where the implication is that it temporarily turns him gay.
Because why not?
And then that happens.
Because of course.
Because
I don't know.
Because why the hell not, I guess.
Oh my god, the line that is pulled from this is, did I ever tell you how smashing you look in bow ties, Jimmy? By the way, that's a fabulous window treatment you put together.
Yeah.
I'm not making this shit
no,
up.
No, that's what it says. That's an actual thing pulled from there.
Hold on, screen sharing. I got this. Screen share. Here we go. There you go. I can't make this shit up.
I don't
and
think
what stinks is that's more modern. Yeah. Like, it's not something from back in, like, say, 50s or 60s. That's, like, recent.
Yeah.
Hang on. I can read what Superman's saying. Did I ever tell you how smashing you look in bow ties, Jimmy? By the way, that's a fabulous window treatment you've put together.
No. Did I ever tell you how smashing you look
oh,
no.
in
the photo? Oh, no. Not the fabulous window treatment you put together.
So, CJ, all gay men are the Queen of England.
Yes.
Oh, all gay men are me, apparently. I don't know what that's meant to
but
say.
CJ's microphone can't handle his terrible accent, so
it's said no, I have
to committed
stop it
suicide.
Before this becomes an international incident.
Oh, wait, nope. I can win this one. It's fabulous!
There you go.
Fabulous!
Silver Age, I
oh,
miss you.
Oh, DC,
and the
what
show has reached a new low.
Rachel wins the internet!
Yeah.
Why is Batman pink? I don't know what's going
because
on.
Because Silver Age of comics, that's
yes.
why. That's when we had monkeys on the cover, people turning into puppets for no reason, Bat-baby.
Bat baby.
Superman,
Bat
I can't explain why there's
Bat
a box
baby.
On my head.
When was Crazy Quilt? That's what I want to know.
That would also be the seventh. That would also be the Silver Age.
Basically, whenever you have something that people make fun of in comics, it
Silver
is pretty
Age.
Much directly blamed on the Silver Age.
If it's not the Silver Age,
then the creator's probably just high.
Yes. Then it's just the 70s.
Silver Age or drugs.
Isn't that the Silver Age? Weren't they all high?
Kind of. Well, look, it's because they thought that pop covers would sell and be collectors. No, the 90s is the collector's fad. But the Silver Age is when they thought that the cover was all that mattered. So you'll get covers that make no sense, including the infamous Superman and Jimmy Olsen, and I think Aquaman in the desert as he's slowly pouring a glass of water into the dirt, going, "Only one person can have the water, Jimmy." Jimmy, wonderful. Now Jimmy Olsen will never have a father. That's
well, Jimmy somehow magically obtained the powers of Aquaman. So,
yeah. No, Jimmy Olsen has before acquired the superpowers of everybody. There was an event about that. It was terrible.
Yes. Well, he was like Darkseid's bitch there for a while, so he got all of the powers.
I'm sorry, I've derailed us into a different podcast. It's because we missed a week.
Tune in to the Comics Alliance next time, where they talk about Pink Kryptonite. Fantastic.
More Pink Kryptonite. Anyway.
Oh, JD on Pink Kryptonite. This is fantastic. Let's make this happen.
Oh my gosh. Nobody wants that. Nobody.
Whoa, look at Rachel's Facebook page. Woo!
Nope. Hey, I'm trying to fix that.
It didn't happen. I wasn't
Rachel
talking.
Does screen sharing.
So, from American Gods.
Yes.
I watched True Detective, the whole dang thing from beginning to end, and holy crap, that is one of the most amazing things I have ever seen on television.
Did it get all sorts of relatively like Cthulhu-y?
Kind of, but it's like not really, it's Cthulhu-y, Cthulhu-ish. You know if you know that's what it is. Like, don't be afraid of it, CJ, go freaking watch it, especially
I'm not afraid
you.
Of it.
Who loves like cinematography and stuff? There, in the end of the fourth episode, there is a 7-minute single shot.
Yeah.
Holy crap, dude! That was amazing.
I actually watched that on YouTube just because, like, it was right after the big minute and a half, 2 minute single shot of Game of Thrones. You're like, hey, everybody, screw what Game of Thrones did. Look what True Detective did. And I looked at that, and I'm like, okay, I really need to pick that.
How did they pull that madness off?
Luckily.
Going through it, a whole neighborhood with, like, 100 extras running around and made it work. Oh, my gosh. It was just amazing. But, yes, that show is really, really good. It has a creepy, freaky bad guy. And Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson just act. It was amazing. So go
somehow Matthew McConaughey becomes an amazing actor.
Nah, I don't know what happened. Maybe he made a deal with the devil, but he's like the greatest actor I've ever seen now. I don't know what happened. How did you go from all right to this? I don't know. It's just amazing.
I think they broke jazz.
All right.
I don't know how. Like he definitely had to do some kind of soul selling.
Like, all right, to, like, romantic comedies to one of the most big, amazing characters ever created. Like, what?
All right, Satan. I really, really would appreciate it if you made me a good actor.
All right.
I need to give you my soul. All right. It'd be much cooler if you didn't, but I'm in.
But, okay.
It'd be cool if you did. And then my sister-in-law came in for the 4th of July weekend and introduced me to this app called Glimpse. I had never heard of before. But basically, she drove in from Oklahoma and she sent us this thing, said, check out my Glimpse. And it's like this app you just like set, you know, you can say, you can follow me for 4 hours and it sends whoever you approve like this GPS map and shows your current location. It's a pretty cool, nifty little app, makes things really easy. So I now download it I now installed it. And every time I'm about to leave work, I hit the little button and say,
I'm on my way home, and it sends a map, and Katie can watch me drive home. It's pretty cool.
I used that on my way to Birmingham. My wife had to go up there first for one of our trips. She had to go up super early. It was like a day early or something, and I was coming up afterwards and ended up using Glimpse. Of course, my phone was plugged into a charger the whole time. It's a 4.5-hour drive, and using the GPS would destroy that battery. But it was actually pretty neat because she could actually keep up to date with where I was on that 4.5-hour drive. No one was up. So it was very cool. Pretty neat.
I mean, you pick who you want to send it to. You pick the length of time you want to allow them to watch you. You pick your destination, push the button, go. And you can even set up favorites. So, every day at work, I just set up a favorite, say, send it to Katie for 2 hours. Destination is my house. And you just, you just push the button and it, boom.
Sends it. Bet awesome. In theory, Tasker in combination with Glimpse, you could do miracles.
Throw that out there. Yeah,
we might try play around with that on a more micro scale at Dragon Con.
Glimpse.
Glimpse. We can do that.
But it's G L Y M P S.
Of course, because it's 90s with the X's. Everything has to have a Y now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
Jesus Christ.
Everybody needs their own domain name, and we're running out, so they spell stuff weird.
It's Geek.io with a Y, of course.
Yeah. GYK-IO.
Gweek.io.
Isn't that what they call people in New York when they don't like them?
Gweeks. I don't know.
Rachel, confirm or deny this.
I have been out of New York for too long, sorry. I can consider myself fortunate in that fashion, maybe?
She is not part of the Gweek Army.
Gweek Army.
Sorry, you're out of luck. Build more pylons.
What else have you been doing?
And in other exciting news, I got Kit Kat pushed to my Galaxy S3 this week.
Yeah.
Nice.
So exciting. Dude, it's nice. The interface looks nice and crisp. My battery life is suddenly doubled.
Dude, you had the exact opposite than I did. Jesus Christ.
I know. No, when I upgraded to Jelly Bean, it destroyed my battery. But now that I'm on Kit Kat, it seems pretty happy. I don't know. They must have fixed something.
Your battery life is taking a break because it's having a kick.
I see what you did there.
Give it a break.
So I've been playing with Google now since Bud Long. Just a pusher of Google on all things to everyone.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I set up my OK Google. So I can say, OK Google, and goes bloop. I haven't learned what all it can do yet, but...
All of the things. Yes. I love that we both said that at the same time.
Well, I keep trying to get it to be different things. I'm like, hey, okay, Google, what's the traffic like for my way home? And it just gives me a bunch of web
links. Google.
And then I'm like, okay, Google, read my text messages. And it's like,
okay, Google.
So.
And
my okay, Google anywhere broke.
So it's not doing everything I want it to do.
It should learn your driving route and timing and bring that up for you automatically. So part
it
of
does.
I was gonna say part of Google Now is to determine that before you think you need it, so it gives it to you without you having to ask as part of the whole wonderness miracle.
Yeah,
thing.
And it still creeps me out that I was watching True Detective, but I didn't tell anyone on the internet that I was watching it, but Google Now somehow knew to send me information about it.
It can use your microphone to detect what's happening. It was in the EULA. It uses your microphone to figure out what you're watching.
Yeah, I know. It was still weird.
It's stalking you.
Well, that's okay.
Hey, check out this news for True Detective. I was like, wait a minute.
Did we cover the Chromecast news about how it's going to let you cast things even if you are not in the same or on the same Wi-Fi network? Did we cover that?
No, we didn't cover it, but...
Okay. Well, it's doing something similar. It's using your microphone, and the Chromecast through your TV speakers or stereo speakers puts out an ultrasonic sound that your phone will then pick up and then go, oh, hey, he can hear this, so he's in the same room. Yeah, you can cast stuff. That's cool. Now, it's an opt-in, not opt-out, but still, it's kind of neat.
That's weird.
Well, they acquired a company that created that technology to essentially you can have your phone with you, and if your computer you're using has speakers, you wouldn't have to type a password ever again because it would play a tone. The phone would go, "Oh, hey, tone, yes, send stuff, yeah, that's me," and they would log you in automatically. And that sounds wonderful to me, as long as I don't lose my phone or somebody doesn't steal it.
Well, you'd be surprised the amount of information you're leaking just by walking down the street or owning a phone.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Anyway, I didn't mean to take over the conversation.
It's fine. Everybody likes to hijack my time.
Because you're talking about such interesting things.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a reach around and a half.
Very loud Dale.
Okay.
No!
But enough with my adventures in True Detective. I want to hear about CJ's adventures in Angel.
By the way, I fucking love this intro music.
Yeah, you do.
Okay. Electric violins and David Boreanaz.
Yes.
I don't know if I could ask for more.
There you go.
I mean,
I
like,
didn't know that about you, Bubba.
I was grumpy.
I thought
about
it was only David Tennant that you had a thing for.
Nope.
David Tennant.
Nope. Yeah, David Boreanaz and David Tennant, and then electric violins. If those two could be in a show or a movie and the theme was played on electric violin, I don't know what I would do.
David Tennant.
We got to make this happen.
Yeah. Please do. Please do.
Work your magic.
Because I would pay great money to see Bud Long act like Dale for 5 seconds.
David.
Wow. I feel dirty now.
Not really sure what to make of that.
Oh, soundboards. Too much fun. Hey Blaze, I'm gonna try not to go on a soundboard binge and play lots of clips. So,
like me,
it's not really bad unless they're all being played at the same time.
Yeah. Oh man.
So I'm only 3 episodes in. Spike just showed up to do with the ring with the stuff with the pedophile vampire.
Did you see the Sawyer in the first episode in his first role? Josh Holloway from Lost.
Oh. Spoilers, I haven't watched more than like 2 episodes of Lost.
Oh, wait, come on. Well, he's in Angel? What is
he's
this?
In
what
the
he
first
do?
Episode. It was his first ever acting role. He's a vampire at the very beginning that Angel kills.
Oh,
one of
nice.
The two people that he kills.
Nice. Yeah. It's one of those, now you see
his
him,
character name was Handsome Vampire.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I was watching Angel for the first time, I was like, is that Sawyer? Yes, it is.
Huh.
I did accidentally, like, I hate the internet sometimes because I've completely spoiled the entire series on myself.
I hate it when that happens.
Like, all of a sudden I'm looking at stuff on the ring because I'm like, I wonder if this awesome ring has came up outside of the two shows at all. Yeah, all of a sudden, turns into a right before that, like, God, what the fuck? Fuck, Angel Wiki. Jesus Christ. Not that I actually care. I mean,
at the
really
top, they didn't didn't do this?
Kind of, spoilers.
Yeah, it's kind of, what, 10 years old?
Yeah, exactly. 1998 was when the first season aired. I mean, we've been over this. I really don't care. But I'm just like, oh, okay.
Whoops.
That's a thing. Well, saying somebody dies in a Joss Whedon show... is
like saying somebody dies in Game of Thrones?
Yes. Yeah, speaking of Joss Whedon, I've been doing all of the Joss Whedon things this week, along with starting up Angel and kind of skimming. I didn't put it on my list, but kind of skimming through Buffy season 8, the giant hardcover beautiful thing that Dark Horse gave me. I also have started reading. I got a review copy of the Joss Whedon biography. And as of yet, I have not gotten to the point where it describes his fetish for petite girls with their backs exposed, or his fetish with killing people. But I'm sure it's in there somewhere. But yeah, we're actually, I shared that along with everybody here in the community. We're eventually going to sit down and have a roundtable discussion about it. So I'm not going to get too far into it. Just kind of going over what now we think of the man now that we've delved further into his psyche than we ever thought we should. Other than that, right now over on humblebundle.com, I like and hate the big name Humble Bundles that they do. Right now they're doing the 2K Humble Bundle, you know, because 2K is not so humble. But you can get the BioShock, the BioShock 2, the BioShock Infinite, XCOM, and two other games that I'm probably never going to play for $20. Oh, Darkness 2, which I'm actually interested in playing. But I installed and I'm going through BioShock 1. And the game's, what, 7 years old now? And it's still pretty. It's very pretty. And no, I haven't played it in before, so I know underwater, underwater, in the sky that goes underwater. So that's as far as I know. And big daddies that may or may not be weirdly attached to little sisters. But yes, that's pretty much what I have been doing because I've been working and sleeping and working and sleeping and working and sleeping.
Sounds familiar.
Just started the new job and like it's a campus of 5 buildings. So I'm running around in the Florida heat to 5 different buildings at random times during the day. Coming back to my desk, falling over because I'm actually doing my work. Doing the team lead stuff because I'm the head of the help desk and all of the things. So, yay. So I'm exhausted when I come home. Other than that, because I feel bad because I took him off the notes because I thought he was going to start coming on this week. Dale, what have you been doing?
Hi. Yes. I noticed that, but, you know, I'm used to being rejected. It's fine. Hey, I got a bit of time earlier on this week to play the new Donkey Kong Country game.
Yay!
Tropical Freeze. I have mixed opinions on that game, but I suppose I have to play into it more. I only had about an hour to kill on it, but I have to spend more time on it. But it's basically just number 4, the reboot that they did.
Yeah.
4 years in 2010, I think, but just with snow. And I haven't even gotten to the snow part yet. I'm still down by the beach.
Does the cold bother Donkey Kong anyway?
I no. Well, him and Diddy Kong and Cranky Kong are still the snowman.
Donkey Kong is bothered by the cold anyway.
Yes, Cranky. The cold never bothered Cranky anyway. There you go.
You get to play Cranky.
So when they stole this banana hoard this time, he just let it go. Is that what
I don't know. Well, but here's the thing: no bad big bad Kong came and stole bananas.
He just needs warm hugs.
Yes.
No Kremlins.
Then what's the point? If there's no banana being stolen, what's the point?
No.
Well, what are you collecting so that you can build back up to?
Yeah, I know. Why? I don't get it. If there's no bananas being stolen, why do you have to collect new ones?
Where's the one banana?
You have to deal with the rap because you collected so many.
Donkey Kong is a compulsive hoarder.
Ah, there's no rap either. There's no rap.
Abusive. Why is there no rap?
There's no rap. There's a really, really odd opening track, which goes forever without it. You can't even skip it either.
Donkey Kong.
Please tell me that is on the end of the store.
Can't find the star button.
Did you think we're joking? What was I going to say? I'm not going to bitch about the weather because I'm in winter and that's fun. But anyway, despite that fact, Results from School was released on Sunday. You can listen to. I don't want to ramble on it here because it's going to be kind of boring. You can listen to my diary.
Yeah, God forbid we ramble on this show.
Yeah, no, about boring shit. But no, I've already talked about it a ton on the diary. I'll talk about it more on the diary. Yes, I do a diary show now, regularly.
Diaries are cool.
Diaries are cool, so I have to do more of those. But while I was waiting for the results on Sunday, because, you know, they get released at midnight, and I had to stay up till midnight to look at them.
Priorities.
Yes.
Exactly. I didn't have to work until 6:30 p.m. on Monday. It's fine. I decided to go on a weird adventure on Netflix.
Netflix? That sounds dangerous.
And watch a kind of a double feature of kind of coming of age movies. Because why not?
Because Dale's finally hit that time in his life where he's evolved a little bit.
Evolved.
He's now he's becoming Ivy Dale. And then he'll become
an adorable flower.
Venus Dale after he hits level 72.
That is
he has vine whip and
more accurate than not, seeing that I'm not 32 yet. So there you go.
I'm defusing this by putting my daughter up on the camera when she's newborn. So
there you go.
She was 9 months old there.
Guess my age. It's somewhere between 16 and 32. There's a hint.
9 months. Gotcha.
No. Well, there was an awesome first one I saw was absolutely amazing. It's called North Sea Texas. That's the English title. Or you can do the Dutch title and go North Sea Texas. I'm pretty sure I'm saying that wrong. But anyway.
That was kind of Frenchy there.
I know. It's Frenchy. Yeah, I'm probably saying it wrong. I got all the letters in there anyway, and that's all that matters. It's Dutch. It's fully in Dutch. It comes with subtitles, thank God. It's a beautiful film, although there is a scene near the beginning of the film that I don't want to, it came out in 2012, so I can spoil the living hell out of it.
Spoilers! It's 2 years old, spoil.
Spoilers on an old Dutch film. But a scene in the beginning, I felt really dirty watching it.
Okay.
And it's not often that it happens that I feel dirty watching a
Dutch film?
A young coming of age, what was that?
A Dutch film?
A Dutch film, yes. A Dutch film made me dirty. Say that however you will. But no, it's a coming of age movie, and of course you've got some evolution that happens. I'll say that.
Boners!
Technically, it was facing the wrong way for that. Anyway, no, it's about a young boy who, you know, sort of deserted by his mother and has to find his own way and et cetera, et cetera. It's absolutely beautifully made as well. So, despite it being in Dutch, but you can read the subtitles. It's fine. Netflix embeds all of those. And then I watched an American coming of age movie to kind of compare it. I watched Edge of 17.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Can I just apologize up front for my country right now?
I've never even heard of that movie.
No, don't even.
It is 80s new wave to hell and back. That's all
now
I
understand.
About it. It's 80s new wave to hell and back. And it's, if you, well, see, yeah, 1990s child right here. Just spoilers right there. But I like 1980s music. That is my favorite genre of music. I love all of it. Well, I'm going to say 99% of it. Because I'm sure there's something I don't like. But no, it's stereotype. Okay, realistic.
But this box cover art says it's a quintessential 80s film.
Yes.
Wait, is this the one that was released in 98, though?
And there's a lot of sweet humor and sexual frankness.
Oh, and Big Boo from speaking of your Orange is the New Black. She is the runner of the spoiler, the lesbian bar, the gay and lesbian bar.
Big Boo's a lesbian.
I was surprised when I saw her in there. So like, she looks very familiar from somewhere that I've recently seen. IMDb. Oh wow, she's Big Boo. So there you go.
Gay
and lesbian.
Sequitur here. Speaking of Orange is the New Black, did everyone see the Emmy nominations that they won?
No.
A gajillion.
I've seen them around. I haven't had a chance to.
Like the best guest actress in a comedy series, which I don't know why Orange is the New Black is a comedy series.
Yeah, well, it's kind of it's a dramedy.
I don't know, but they have like five of the six nominations is for Orange is the New Black for best guest actress in a comedy series.
Yeah.
I was like, holy crap. Anyway, carry on.
I can't remember the ending.
Pretty much anything that happens in the show, there are some things that aren't, but pretty much anything that happens in the show does kind of have a humorous undertone to it. Either because somebody just randomly walking in and, you know, smacking somebody or giving somebody the bird or, you know, dropping a poop. Or it just flat out.
This was the one that came out in 1998, you're right. So a whole, basically, pretty much way over a decade after it was.
Yeah.
So I'm not looking at the same one you are.
Good sign.
Exactly. It's decent. It gets the point across. Definitely gets the point across.
Look at Aiden.
Well, it gets the point across, but towards the end it gets the point across way too much. So it goes to the other side, where it's like, okay, I appreciate a film that tells me too much, then not enough, but it gets a bit ridiculous towards the end. So, and I don't know why I watched these two coming-of-age movies right before my results for school came out. One of those weird things. Anyway, it is what it is.
That's okay.
Yeah. Speaking of coming of age, Jared Budlong, what have you been doing this week?
Nice segue. Nice.
But you are in the closet, so you know, there's that.
Well played. So this week, almost my last Photography 101 class. The next one is actually just a, like, tips before we're done, because we're not having another class after this. Have a great photography life class. I'm gonna word it better than that. Still working on it.
Yep. It's data points. Data points. Got it.
Yeah. So, anywho, it's actually been a lot of fun. It's been a learning experience as well, because I've never taught classes technically. I've always been told I can teach pretty well in person, but never actually done a class. So it's been an interesting experience. I've had a new battery for my Galaxy Note because it died a while back. I got a new battery for it, and after a couple weeks, I've realized that it is actually back from the dead, and almost all of my problems were battery-related, which is kind of dumb. Evidently, the old battery was going bad, and it was getting low voltages, so it would just randomly restart during the day, and not, like, it wasn't a full load. Like, it just randomly would go, restart, and then it was being dumb. So, that's back from the dead. I think I used it with moderate use.
Hate it when I don't drop a full load.
Right.
I do too. Wow. This happens more often than not.
Yeah. I use it with moderate use usually at work, and I got home today, and I think by 7 o'clock I still had like 45% battery, which was pretty awesome considering how much I typically use my phone, and it's a 5-inch display. So, that. And, I ordered a Google Wallet card, which I don't have with me. That was dumb. So Google Wallet, you have a balance that you can spend on things. People can send money to you for free. You can transfer money from your account for free. But then it gives you you can actually order a card, a physical MasterCard type deal, or pay with NFC on your phone. So I was like, why not? It's all free. I'll order one and have a spare card that I can spend money with. Yay!
So it's an actual like swipey swipe card?
Yeah, it's a swipey swipe card. It's backed by MasterCard, so it's not accepted everywhere Visa is, but it'll be close.
Yay, Visa!
Wait, Dale, do you have MasterCard?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
I was just making sure if I ever come to Australia, I'll be okay with my Google Wallet card.
There you go. You'll be fine. It's still not accepted everywhere.
It's true.
Yep.
As Dale Visa card is.
Right. No, Tedeliza? What? How? I don't know how to say your name. I'm sorry. In the chat, you're not the only person. I'm in there. I'm talking, so I can't chat. Otherwise, you hear clickety 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 clickety. Oh, and I put that in the notes.
And I've tried to get into the chat, but it said, "Fuck you, I'm not allowed."
Yeah.
There's a few people in the chat, I think.
Chatting with myself.
There are currently 8 people in the chat, just none of them are talking.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so
I'm distracted, all right.
Google Wallet card, I got that in. I haven't tested it because I still have a $0 bounce. But if you want to send me some money, shoot me a message. I'd be happy to accept some so I can go test it out.
We need a Geek.io link to make that easy.
You know what? I will find a way to do that. You know what? I will.
Geek.io.com/
Poor Bud Long.
So help me God, if you guys send him money and don't go to patreon.com/geek.io, I'm going to be so upset with you guys. All of you.
Well, there is a Kickstarter for pasta salad. So.
Hey, it's potato salad.
Well,
potato salad. Don't diss the potato salad.
Hey, hold on. So did anybody else look at Bill Meek's Kickstarter video?
Yes.
So I shared that with some friends, and they're like, really? I don't want to see a picture of his. That party foul. Like, I don't want that. It was great. Anyway, made me laugh. The only other thing I have is we were talking about. God, I don't remember why.
Teddy's Liza.
What?
Like Liza Minnelli. So Liza Minnelli's Teddy is in the chat.
Oh. Okay. I get it now. It takes me a while. So I don't know why I put this in the notes. We were talking about something and it triggered my my memory about a story of my son. So he likes to sing because he's 3 and he likes to sing Old MacDonald and everything else. But the last week at some point, he was singing all the other normal animals for Old MacDonald, you know, E-I-E-I-O, blah, 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 had a dog, had a cow. And then he was like, and Old MacDonald had a geek. And we were like, what? It was great. And then, but the sad part, he didn't know what to put with it. So he said, with a geek geek here and a geek geek there. It was hilarious.
Movie
a geek here and a geek out there.
Right. Well, I was like, with a bleep bloop here and a bleep bleep there. And anyway, it didn't work out. But it was hilarious because we're in the car. Alicia and I were just, you know, riding along to wherever we were heading. And all of a sudden he's like, I'm not even trying to say it because this is dumb. But anyway, he brought in geek into Old MacDonald, and it was great. So it was tons of fun.
Where you put geek in here and pull your geek out, in a geek, out a geek, everywhere geek. No?
Yeah. 3-year-olds have some of the most awkward things that they say. He has little, if you go to Publix, they have a little, you know, the little toys you can buy on the aisle. They're hanging and they're there to attract kids' attentions to make you buy more stuff for them. We make him, if he's been a good kid, you know, that day at school or whatever, we'll let him get one because they're like $1. I'm not sure, whatever. And he has these things he calls his favorite colors, and they're dinosaurs that are, you know, the rubbery silicone stuff, and they're all randomly bright colored dinosaurs. And we'll get those for him whenever he's been a good kid. And he has some, and he also got one pack that was lizards, I guess. And today, I think it was today, on the way to school, he goes, Daddy, I can't find my lizard. Where is it? I was like, I don't know. I'm driving, dude. I couldn't tell you where did it go? And he's like, he said, it's in my pants. He had shoved it up his shorts. And I was like,
no.
Hey. Awkward. Yeah. So anyway.
Nope.
If he sees this when he's older, he might hate me, but that's okay. It'll be right. He's a Bud Long. He'll have to get used to it. I could tell crazy stories about my dad, but I won't. Mostly because they're most recent and they would more embarrass my sisters than my dad. So, anywho. Who else is left? I think we're all good.
Rachel.
Rachel, no, you haven't gone. Yeah. Good call. I saw the.
I'm the only one. We broke tradition.
I was gonna do Rachel, but you know the coming of age thing just segued right into my.
Segued right into my closet. So Rachel.
Well, you know, coming of age. No, I have an impending important day, and well, technically a day in 15 minutes. Well,
yes. Oh, is that the fuck it all? Is that what we're talking about?
No, it is the day of birth.
All right.
Oh, happy early birthday.
Yes.
Yes, I'm.
I'm getting old.
Which means I had adventures at the DMV today. Okay.
Yay.
I have had a Florida license since 2008. That's 6 years.
Six.
Don't they expire like every four, or is that just Alabama?
That's Alabama.
Alabama. Actually, my next one isn't due until 2022.
What?
Jeez. Yeah.
Eight
Some
years.
States it's like a yearly thing. Well, in other hope, states,
you know,
it's like
nothing.
10 or 20
nothing
years.
Changes between now and 2022. Like, wow. That's crazy.
Well, for $56, it better not change.
I know that's right. Wow. Yeah, you pay more than we do. Okay.
Yeah, I was only 25-ish. Yeah, $23.50 is what I paid.
I should probably check that. I don't know when it expires.
Go check your license. Make sure
you're
not shit too.
Pro tip, Bud Long. It's every 4 years.
I don't remember if I've done it since I moved down here. So, and that's been 5 years. So
oops.
I probably should look at that.
You should probably you know, go look out your wallet and make sure that you're not driving around on a non-existent license there, dude.
Yeah.
And considering your job is driving around, that is probably an important thing.
Never been pulled over in the van, so...
BJ makes a point.
Yeah. Okay, good. I have a
knock
year.
On wood. Anyway, Rachel, happy birthday.
Yeah, I've had a Florida license for 6 years. So I got the paperwork and I'm like, you know, let me just give a call and make sure I don't need anything special. Fuck my life. I made CJ go on a friggin' tirade last night trying to find my birth certificate, our marriage license, our lease agreement, my social security card, that I knew where it was, and two bills. Actually, technically I grabbed three things with our name, well, my name and the current address on it. Because I figured between the electric bill, my tax forms from my college, and the boarding address information for my registration renewal for the car, something had to go through.
Mm.
Oh, why? Why? Fuck you, Patriot Act. That's all I have to say. Oh, is there this on your license? Well, there's still not a fucking gold star on my license, so fuck you. But I am an organ donor. And they said, oh, do you want to register to vote? Fuck no. No.
I forgot that voting's actually optional in America.
Technically, it's not, but it is.
Yeah. There you go.
They don't require it, but they do definitely push you to...
Encourage you, yeah.
It's not required, but it is desired. Anyway, so yes, we tackled the DMV today, and by we, I mean me and Kiara. Never again. Although she was okay, except my phone died. And died.
Aww.
Died. Yes, we have the impending day of being birthed, so of course the girl looks at my stuff and goes, oh, you have a birthday coming up. And I went, yeah, it's in 2 days. That's kind of why I'm here. And just because I can screen share this, it's disturbing to see what 6 years difference does.
Yeah.
Very disturbing to see. Apparently I was, you know, red skinned. Now I'm fucking white. She actually questioned if I had somebody else stand in for my picture previously, and I looked at her very politely and I said, I definitely would have picked someone hotter to stand in for me.
So, yeah, that's the thing.
So, yeah. The before, well, the after and before is the one that's shown right now. For those of you that are not listening, go to the YouTube page and watch it, because you can see what 6 years difference does, and it's fucking scary. So it's, I posted
awesome
that,
is what it is.
It's disturbing to me because I have a hard time realizing that I really have lost 180 pounds, give or take a little bit.
So you basically lost a me.
Yeah. I lost a me.
You lost a Jared. You lost one whole Jared.
I lost one whole Jared.
I'm going to put up the other picture. This picture I have a quick story with, just because it amuses me. I had a teacher in high school who, yeah, we're about 99% sure he was fooling around with one of our classmates. Needless to say, he's retired now. I have him on my Facebook just for shits and giggles. He sends me a message about this going, "Wow, you look amazing." Fucking creepy old man.
Get away from me.
Okay, you wouldn't put me in any of my theater productions, but you'll sit here and tell me how fucking amazing I look now. Fuck you.
Mm.
Here's my tangent on that.
There yes,
that was my one tangent of the night. Maybe.
Maybe.
Like Dale, I'm waiting on grades, except I technically have 2 weeks left of school left, give or take a little bit right now. I've got finals coming up this week. Well, this coming week, the 13th through the 19th and the 20th through the 26th. But I did have an 8-week class that actually ends on the 13th, so Sunday. But I got everything in and everything's graded, and I have officially secured my first A of the semester, so I'm quite happy with that.
Yay!
Woo-hoo. Almost done with Matt Smith's run as the doctor. So sad. All the feels. All the feels. And now I understand why CJ cried. Cried and cried. And no, the pawns. We haven't watched that episode yet, but I'm now dreading it because now I have a whole new appreciation for both of them, and no. I joined Time Hop. I don't know how I feel about this because yesterday's was my daughter's 9-month checkup 4 years ago. And my girlfriend messages me, she goes, "Who's the fat cow holding your daughter when she was 9 months old?" I'm like, "Yeah, fuck you." And then she goes, "Yeah, CJ's cheating on you with some skinny bitch." Like, great.
Who would say that in general? Jeez.
She and I have been friends for, oh my god, 18 years now. Alexandra, you have to realize something. This is the person that the first time I ever, like, spoke to her, it was, you've got a sweatshirt, put it around your waist. Now.
That's what she said. She looked
like I was nuts. She was wearing white pants and she got her period. And all of her friends were behind her laughing at her. And I'm like, you need to go visit the bathroom. I'm not trying to tell you that you got a nice ass or anything, but put your sweatshirt around your backside and take a quick walk. Because apparently none of your friends have decided to be friendly, and yeah. That was our first conversation.
Yay. 16 ever
days
since.
Into school. Hi, you don't know me. I'm not looking at your ass or anything, but wrap your sweatshirt around your ass and go to the bathroom.
Go for blood sisters, right, exactly.
This is crazy.
Well, yes.
I just met you. This is crazy. Wrap your sweatshirt around your waist, go to the bathroom, maybe?
I had a couple incidents like that in high school. Actually, most of them were dudes and me warning them that they had lost their pants somewhere along the hallway.
Wow. What high school did you go to?
Wow.
No, I went to school from 90s to early 2000s, back when having your pants so low you might as well not be wearing them was the thing.
Yeah.
It's still the thing.
Yeah, it's still kind of the thing. Well, not as much of a thing, but still a thing.
I hope that's because people are starting to realize that that's the stupidest thing ever.
Now, see, if they would just realize where it originated, they probably wouldn't do it. But, you know, hey. Heaven forbid they look at where a trend comes from.
Mm.
And my last tidbit of the day is I'm sad.
Oh,
I'm very sad. There's no more levels in Plants vs. Zombies other than the stupid, never-ending ones, which are frankly stupid. I get nothing from them except for money, and I don't need money. Except for when my children play it and start, you know, spending money.
Welcome to Endgame.
Yeah, but they threw me another key last night, and there's another floating island there that wasn't there before, and I wanted to open up. And they have to do the second half of the Dark Ages. So there's that. And yeah, that's everything that I've got. Look at that. I was busy this week and I actually did shit.
Busy.
All right. So let's go ahead and yeah, we're pretty much just going to end the show after this, but I will not let a Musician's Month week go by without actually doing some stuff for the associated artist. So we're going to take a short break, pretty much just play a song from Professor Shy Guy, and we will be right back to wrap up the show. Boobity boo.
Wait, just play a song?
Just play the song.
Okay.
We'll do the Patreon thing afterwards.
Okay. Just checking.
Shut up and play the music.
I was prepared for other stuff. Leave me alone.
Look, it's Bulldog Budlong. While we're waiting. But he doesn't smile as much in real life.
No, but look at how cute he is. Aww.
He does have adorable eyes.
I have no words for that. No words.
I'm still waiting for the music to start playing.
I just realized that when I shut my camera off, the new picture that I have there, all you see is chin and boob. I guess I should change that.
Daryl is happy with
and it. I was playing the track, but it wasn't feeding through to the Hangout. So on the recording...
So you're getting to jam and we're stuck here. Oh, yeah, I see how it is.
The recording is going to hear it start twice. So, yeah.
Okay.
Unless worry, I can edit it. Beep!
Not going to be edited.
Probably not. All right, here we go. Professor Shy Guy, this is Science, Life, and ABCs.
Photosynthesis, which is relatively slow, then ultimately vanishes when actual zero. All beings consumed, death eventually follows, grows hollow and burst. It keeps life moving, no other reverse quandary really stops the universe. Burning within, zero flick yearns in. I just wanna learn enough to discern how I perceive things I do and don't believe. All I have is time and an infinite mind. What I need. Operations now, mankind loses kindness, trust and bits. Health grows, formal evolves, different in synergy. Back to zodiac, surely xenophobia. But very useful, thriving science, raising quotas. Receiving more mistakes, latitude kept for just instance. Having good fields of sleep, despite circles, bad attitude. I just wanna learn enough to discern how I perceive things I do and don't believe.
My God, he is so good at this.
Okay, I actually pulled up the video and had it going in sync muted on YouTube, listening to it. Holy mind blown.
Yes.
Batman.
I'm broken.
Batman.
Brain broken.
Oh my God, this stuff is so good. All of it is all amazing. Seriously, go to his Bandcamp, get all of his stuff. Like, now. Everybody deserves that. Only after you go to our Patreon page at patreon.com/geekio to help us keep the lights on here at the network. Sorry.
I don't know what's going on.
All right, so we are going to go ahead and wrap this up. Go over to twitter.com/ProfessorShyGuy and go check out all of his stuff because it is all amazing and all worth every single dime you could ever throw at his face. Don't throw dimes at his face.
Unless he asks you to, I suppose.
Yes, if he wants you to throw dimes at his face, please throw dimes at his face.
Throw random steaks at his face.
Yes, random steaks completely okay. But not broccoli, though, because he will
feed you. No, no broccoli. Broccoli's bad.
Okay, and
random steaks good, broccoli bad. Whoa.
Well, Budlong randomly plays stuff.
It was the link that Ted was put in the Teddy put in the chat room. Sorry. It was his lightning rave for Professor Shy Guy. I was trying to pull it up.
Zach.
Why am I being yelled at? Oh, our support thing?
On next week. No, next week.
Oh, you've done fucked me up. Ah, yes.
What else is new?
No, this is because this is the reason that I made it Music Month. The reason why this was Music Month, because of our drum god friend. I happened to have stalked him through Starbucks, and he was away for a month. And the reason why it was July and not June, other than the fact that it's my birthday month, and because I said so, damn it. Rachel, we have Rachel one of my favorite dueling beards, the magical drum god Jordan Jensen, coming on next week.
From the band Dark Sermon. He's really freaking good. Guy's a beast on the drums.
He's awesome! And he's got an epic beard. Oh yes. My God, he's got an epic beard. He's one of my sexy bearded Starbucks baristas. That's why I hide at Starbucks. Ah. Now you will understand why I'm always at Starbucks.
Well,
not that that has anything to do with it. I'm totally not doing schoolwork or anything.
Totally not.
Not at all. Well, you're doing schoolwork, and by schoolwork, you mean flirting with
hot men. By schoolwork, I mean I'm totally
doing schoolwork. I know how this works. I know how this works. I've been here and done that. Definitely.
Actually,
I'm just padding for Bud Long to play a clip. That's what I'm doing.
You like legs.
I
like legs.
The
legs
Summer Movie awesome. SmackDown Update.
Thank you! Finally! Alright, this is week number 10 of the Summer Movie SmackDown. I believe that it means we are officially at the halfway point. The Transformers have punched you in the face for your freedom enough and will be shutting down this Friday. Meanwhile, Dale will begin again with the hopes of making some money. He won't. As the movie ends its run and another one has a new Dawn of Apes, which actually might bring it some money. So Dale might actually not end up in last place because of this movie.
There's a good chance.
I'm hoping.
One.
I had Edge of Tomorrow, which got me to $5.3 million.
And you're on top of me, Dale. You got to be happy about that.
Heyo.
And the leaderboard, as it stands, as of approximately 5 o'clock this evening, Jared Acevedo at $16.2 million, myself at $12.8 million, Jared Budlong at $7.8 million. There's a giant green or pink writing in my way now. Dale at $5.4 million, Rachel at $4.6 million, and bringing up the rear with his one movie, Strangely enough, you say bring up the rear, and then there's a brown streak following it. $2.2 million for Daryl, almost the Dr. Shaler.
Well, you do realize Daryl's just following behind me because I guess he likes the view from back there.
Yes. Well, the photo too. All right. And
hi, Daryl!
All right. All the stuff going on over the Geek.io network. Dragon Con is less than 50 days away. Not sponsored in any way, shape, or form with these guys, but there's an amazing series going on. It goes on every year. The Unique Geek puts on their 50 days of Dragon Con. So if you go to theuniquegeek.com, they have their 50 days of Dragon Con. Day number one, just lay in, John. They do a little podcast that kind of goes over for 50 days what you can do at Dragon Con, what to expect, what's going to go happen, and all of that stuff to really get you prepared for what is going on Labor Day weekend in Atlanta, Georgia. Other than that, kind of for her birthday, but also because I've always wanted to go to this, we will be covering Tampa Bay MetroCon this weekend. Come check us out. Wish Rachel a happy birthday. Buy her stuff because it's what you do on people's birthdays. BlizzGeeks, I can't read what I wrote, deals out some Hearthstone news. Real Insight tells you, is Penny dreadful? Check out the Season 3 premiere as it is covered over on Real Insight. Android Realm shows off the first looks of Android L. This working droid brings up the fact that VLC for Android is actually worth using. How It Stacks, new episode coming out next week, or so he says. Open your iris and leap into another galaxy through a giant space wormhole. It's Stargate, the movie, and SG-1 season.
Ooh, shiny.
I think I'm going to throw this in here as a curveball.
Uh-oh.
50 days to Dragon Con. 30 days for someone to decide what I'm going to cosplay as for a day at Dragon Con.
Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun.
Damn, I don't think I can get my Pikachu onesie to America in time.
I'm not quite that small, honey.
I'm sure Daryl can see this.
You're getting close.
You can put it over your boobs, and you'll fit in pretty much with all the other female cosplayers at Dragon Con.
I can divvy that up. I can get right on that.
So this is my poke the trolls and our listeners and those that should be writing into us to give us something to do. If you're going to Dragon Con and want to see Rachel make a complete ass of herself, I'll even let the boys pick the costume out. But somebody give them something to pick out. And remember, I stand 6'1", so I'm going to stand out like a sore thumb as it is. Of course, it's Dragon Con, and there was, you know, male
chainsaw. There's lots of things sticking out at Dragon Con.
Guy, girl, who looked better than the girl in the game in 2012, and
I should just link you my DA page and tell you to pick something. Nothing is like a lot of good stuff in there that you could cosplay as if you wanted to. Some of it's practical stuff you could just get at a store, and some of it you could probably make, and none of it will make you look like you just shoved some dental floss into potato chips on your body and said, ta-da!
Ta-da!
So, in other words, go in the front yard, get the palm frond that fell down, and duct tape. Hold on, I got this.
I
don't know. I'm kind of digging the potato chips and dental floss thing.
So, yes, to our listeners and everybody out there, email DJ. Where can they email suggestions to?
Rachel, what's the email?
Feedback at Geek.io.
Geek-io.com.
What the hell?
That's fantastic.
Geek-io.com. Admin.
Also, if you really want to get your voice heard on what you want Rachel to wear to DragonCon, submit $5 to the Patreon page at patreon.com/geek.io. And that will definitely get your opinion taken. We say no to racial neutrality, and you can buy your way to the fast lane for a $5 payment over to patreon.com.
I want racial neutrality.
No.
No.
This is not a thing. $10 and you pretty much get to pick out whatever you want to wear.
Bad law.
So, yes, remember to visit our Patreon site over at patreon.com/geek.io. Help us out with a small monthly donation if you think we're worth $5 for all the fabulousness that you see before you or are listening to with your ears. We'll give you a cause site.
Your eyes, we don't judge.
Whatever you shout out at the top of the show, and if you think we're worth $10, we'll even read Twitter-length posts for you.
I want that in my ear holes right now.
Exactly. Gale likes having us in his ear holes. Why don't you?
I do.
Nice, Rachel.
I gotta tell you. First time ever playing D&D, rolled natural 20 on listen check. DM told me I smelled barbecue.
Nah.
I kid you not.
Hey, Budlong, where can we be heard?
We can be heard on Stitcher Radio and iTunes and all kinds of crazy places that stream internet content. Search for Geek.io on all of those places and leave us a review if you do. And you do that on iTunes, we'll give you a shout out on the show.
Or anywhere. We don't judge, again.
Well, I don't know where else to find the reviews, so.
Yeah. How about.
And we're currently not streaming on Pornhub, so you know.
Yeah.
Hey, CJ.
Yes.
This is how you do forehead.
There you go.
No, my picture is how you do forehead.
Hang on.
Nope, I win the forehead.
I don't have any speaking that day, dude. Gonna do something.
All right.
Actually.
Notes.
Oh, all right. Me
or she? Yeah. Why are you auctioning off what you'll wear? Is she here just to bring you guys money? Because she's not here to bring you. Yes, she is, Blaze.
There you go.
Blaze, the ultimate heckler. We love Blaze. All right.
She's Blaze. Our heckler.
Yes. We love the Blaze. All right. On that note,
she's our Waldorf and Statler.
Yes. There you go. We're gonna go ahead and head on out of here. For the
it's time for me to do my thing, isn't it? I'm gonna do my thing.
Yes.
I'm gonna do my thing.
Gail reads the show.
Today's potential show title a candidate.
Come on.
Sorry.
I'm gonna give you epic music because I want to listen to the music again. One. Alright, go.
Today's potential show titles were Jack Me Up on My End. I Call Penises Twitters. Hot Dogs and Coffee. Ordering Live Ladybugs on the Internet. Chip Opera. You're Welcome to Puke in Our Bushes. Suddenly, Basement Barn. I'm trying to give you freedom. Pink Kryptonite is fabulous. Geek.io. Giant, dark, beautiful thing Dark Horse gave me. I almost read that wrong. It would have turned out awkward. Weird Adventures in Netflix. Blood Sisters or Pick Rachel's Cosplay.
All right. That was infinitely better with the angel background music. That is officially a new staple. I'm going to do that every week.
I don't think I can do that voice, though, forever. No.
I could try to slip in to this voice whenever I need to.
You can always pass it back and forth to Alexander, because it's funny when we get to something really obscene because she kind of stumbles over it a couple seconds.
Although we did forget, we did not have one in there that Jazz, I could kiss you for putting in there.
What?
Hot dogs and coffee with Professor Shy Guy.
Oh, I just added the Professor Shy Guy.
That needs to be in there.
Yeah, that's probably going to be in there.
As I was reading it, it just felt like that would be a good
show
title.
See, now, see, this potential show title thing, you know, we get to amend the show titles and make them better.
We get to make them better for you.
Wait, why is he all of a sudden Captain Kirk? I don't understand.
I don't know. That's what he's going for, I think. It's better than it's cowboy.
Oh, God.
Oh, next week. Oh, here we go. I'm writing that down.
Before we officially end, speaking of cowboy and ice cream.
Oh, yes.
Congratulations to the Valentines on the Valen twins. Maya and Zoe were born yesterday, and they are so cute. Oh, my God.
Valen twins.
That's great. Valen.
All right, folks.
Anyway. On that note,
congratulations, JJ and Renee. We will see you next time. On you guys.
Bye.
You have been listening to a part of the Geek.io Podcast Network.
Loud noises!
Visit us at geek-io.com for all of our great shows.
The pressure is building slowly, inexorably inside me. Oh my.
Just because you don't understand it doesn't mean it's bad for you. Go figure out how it works.
Geek.io. Copyright 2014.
I want to get out of here. I want to leave this place right now.
Please specify how you would like to proceed, sir. Program complete.